Okay, there's some interesting news out of MIT News, and based on a study from the Pikower Institute for Learning and Memory. And here's the title. It says, study suggests 40 hertz sensory stimulation may benefit some Alzheimer's patients for years. So it's a small test, only 5 volunteers, but they received a stimulation of 40 hertz, which is a low-frequency sound wave. That's all. It's kind of like a low hum, which is really interesting because there are many, many health benefits to humming, believe it or not, but we'll get to that later. Anyway, the patients or the subjects with late-onset Alzheimer's showed much better performance on assessments than those outside the trial. In other words, it appears that the 40 hertz exposure physiologically improved their neurology, and it lasted for a long period of time. So here's some of the summary from the study. Quote, the 3 female late-onset Alzheimer's volunteers showed improvement or slower decline on most of the cognitive tests, including significantly positive differences compared to controls on 3 of them. These volunteers also showed increased brainwave responsiveness to the stimulation at 30 months and showed improvement in measures of circadian rhythms. In the 2 late-onset volunteers, that's late-onset Alzheimer's, who gave blood samples, there were significant declines in the, what is this, phosphorylated tau, on a test recently approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as the first plasma biomarker for diagnosing Alzheimer's. So in other words, their blood markers improved and their cognition improved significantly. So the authors wrote in the journal here, quote, one of the most compelling findings from this study was the significant reduction of plasma p-tau-217, a biomarker strongly correlated with AD pathology in the 2 late onset patients in whom follow-up blood samples were available. All right, so it showed a preservation of brain volume at 3 months among those who received the 40 hertz stimulation. And then the 2 male early onset volunteers did not show significant improvements on cognitive tests. In other words, only the females showed improvements on this. However, this is only 5 subjects total, so it's a tiny, almost a pilot study. You know, you need to involve a lot more people, obviously. So what's interesting about this is sound healing. Okay, this is just plain sound healing. And you've heard me talk in the past about tuning forks and some of the vibrations that tuning forks can emit, which is typically higher than 40 hertz, by the way. But I suppose if you had a large enough tuning fork, it could do 40 hertz. That would take a large fork. What are you forking waiting for? Go for it. But humming, you know, look, God gave you the ability to heal yourself in so many ways. And your own sound production is a healing mechanism. And did you know that just by humming, you can heal yourself of many things? Now, do people hum at the low tones of 40 hertz? No, not typically. However, you know, people tend to hum at the sound frequencies that they normally speak at, like, you know, 100 to maybe 400 hertz or something like that. You can hum at 40 hertz if you are like a bass singer, let's say, you have a very deep voice, which I don't. But you can learn how to do deeper throat kind of sound effects that can achieve both overtones and then lower tones like 40 hertz. And you know, I can do overtone singing for the higher frequencies, and it overlays multiple frequencies at once. And I used to be able to do more of the like the Tibetan throat singing type of effects, and I figure, you know, let's give it a shot, because I want to demonstrate for you, see if I can do this without coughing like crazy, but I want to demonstrate for you that you can learn to do this. Okay, so here we go. Okay. Woo, I gotta clear my throat after that one. So I was doing a little combination there of some overtones with the lower tones. And yeah, I haven't done that in a long time, so it's probably gonna make me cough a little bit. It's uncomfortable if you don't practice it. But believe it or not, when I think Tibetan monks are probably best known for that kind of voice practice. And then some Christians freak out and it's like, "What are you chanting?" Actually, it's called, you know, God's healing energy. You know, God gave you the voice to do that, so you should use it, because it's a natural healing modality, and it resonates through your whole body. In fact, you know, come to think of it, I should just do that more often. It's very healing. It feels good internally, because you have this amazing, you know, resonant vibration moving through your entire body, through your bones. Obviously, your bones conduct sound, and through the water in your body, there's so much water in your body, and the water is reshaped by the energy of vibration. That's called cymatics, of course. You probably know that. And just by doing voice toning, it can be incredibly, incredibly healing. And that was the lower tone that I was doing there. You can also do overtones. You can learn these skills. You can practice them. It's all kinds of fun. Just get yourself get yourself a little soundboard with some reverb on it. That makes it even more fun. And by the way, it'll drive your dogs nuts too, because they can hear the overtones. They love the overtones, because when you do this correctly, you're getting like multiple octaves of sound. Let me give you an example of overtone singing. Here we go. Did you hear that? Did you hear all the overtones going up and down like scales? That's called overtone singing, and it's another way to kind of pipe frequencies into your body using your own voice. So thank you for hearing me out, literally, in that case. The reason I just wanted to show you this is because now this is backed by science, at least at the 40 hertz level. Now, see, Western scientists are like, "Oh my God, sound could heal." Like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. We've known that forever. I mean, indigenous cultures have known that forever. It's just like Western science is just now starting to figure this out. But of course, you know, sound healing has been part of ancient cultures for all of history, as far as we know, you know? And that's why there's singing in gatherings, you know, the singing in church. And the singing has a lot of ah sounds. Why? Why does the song Hallelujah, why does it have a bunch of ah sounds in it? Because the ah opens up, well, especially like the fourth and fifth chakras, as they're called, it opens up those resonant frequencies in your body. Ah, instead of like tight, tense, or whatever, like ah is open. It's friendly. It's loving. It's associated with the heart, okay? So anyway, I'm not going to go into all the details about sound healing here, just to tell you that this is now backed by yet more science. And you don't have to wait for more studies to be done. What you can do is start learning this stuff yourself and start using it. Start humming. Just literal humming is really good for you. You know, you can just hum, you can sing about, maybe you don't have to do it in public, but you know, you're cleaning at the house. Wah, 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 wah. Jesus on my mind. You know, like whatever comes to your whatever you want to do. You can hum soul music if you want. It's totally fine. No one cares. Unless you're doing it out in public. Jesus on my mind. You know, and somebody's like, "What? What are you doing?" What? I can't have Jesus on my mind? No, but was that you? Was that you singing that? Is there anybody else here? No. So have fun with this. You know, you're supposed to be expressive. God gave you a voice for a reason. And also, your voice shapes reality. And that's another part of prayer, and prayer that is verbalized actually has more power than prayer that's just in your head. Did you know that? The power of the spoken word, the power of voice, because sound alters 3D reality. And again, that's called cymatics, but you can learn this. These are just simple skills. You can practice them. You can use them yourself for healing. As an example, you know, when I injured my finger a couple years ago, one of the things I did was I would put my mouth on the finger joint. I didn't just use tuning forks. I would put my mouth on the joint and I would hum and like that. I'd do low hums, and you can feel it vibrating through the bones. You can feel it. Try it right now. Grab a knuckle in your lips. You can feel it. It's vibrating. Oh, hey, Rhodey, what are you doing? Are you liking it? He's like, is it okay that I'm humming? Row, 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 row. Yeah, what is it, Rhodey? Yeah, okay, you can hum too. Yeah, come on. Do some humming. All right, that's right. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. That's right, good boy, good boy. He didn't like me humming without him humming. But yeah, that's right, you're a good boy. Yes, you are, you can talk too. Go for it. Yeah, just hum. Just hum. It's totally okay. What you want to hum about? Huh? Woo! That's right. Okay, that's all right. Anyway, I just put my finger between my lips. And boom, it propagates. It propagates. That's a healing. That's better than a $5,000 medical procedure, okay? Because, you know, they want to bill insurance for all kinds of silly things. You go in, the doctor, even if they believe in sound healing, then they'll put a device on your finger. This is a 40 hertz device, you know, and it makes sound waves, and it's like FDA approved. Oh, yeah, how about I just use my freaking lips for free, huh? You know, doctor was like, no, that's woo-woo. What do you mean? Sound is sound, doc. Sound is sound. I can make it for free. So take my advice. Do as much self-healing as you can. Stay away from the doctors and the pharmaceuticals and the pharmacies and the health insurance and all that garbage. And use the gifts that God gave you. Use your brain, use your vocal cords, learn about sound healing, learn about overtone singing, learn about humming, learn about tuning forks, learn about all these modalities, and they will serve you well. This medicine is free. You know, I mean, yeah, you buy one set of tuning forks for, what, $30 or something? And then they work forever. They work forever. So it makes healing literally free. And you've got bone conditions, you know, you got joint conditions. You need to push some extra healing energy into some area of your body. You can hum into it, or you can use tuning forks on it. You got knee pain, put the tuning forks, like slap the tuning fork, bing, and put it on your knee, and it'll just drive those frequencies right in there. Get the bigger tuning forks for the lower frequencies, by the way. That's my advice. Because you know your bones are piezoelectric devices, right? So when your bones feel pressure, and sound waves have pressure waves, then they become stronger. They build more bone density in response to the pressure. So just by pushing sound into your bones, you will force those bones to build back stronger. That's just a biological fact. I mean, none of this is a mystery, actually. This has been known forever. It's just, it's only now being discovered, apparently, by MIT and whatever this institute for learning and memory. Yeah, it's funny, if you're called the Pikauer Institute for Learning and Memory, you should realize that there's been cultural knowledge that's been completely forgotten. So you're not actually discovering anything new. You're just resurrecting human knowledge that's already been around that we don't remember. I mean, if anything has Alzheimer's right now, it's Western culture. Western civilization suffers from dementia. We've forgotten half the knowledge that humans once knew. Seriously. But rediscovering it is all kinds of fun. So join me in this effort. Start humming away. And get yourself some tuning forks or learn the throat singing, which is all kinds of fun. And for the first few days you do that, you're just going to be coughing a lot, by the way. And then after that, you can learn overtone singing and you can have fun with it. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can also catch all my videos and podcasts at brightvideos.com. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Most commercial laundry and dishwasher detergents contain toxic chemicals. Try our chemical-free laundry and dishwasher detergent powders for a clean, safe, and healthy home. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.